On Thursday, May 30th, music continues on the stage of Beringer Crawford Museum's outdoor amphitheater with their Music at BCM concert series. Doors open at 6, with music starting at 7 p.m. each Thursday night except for the 4th of July. The concerts feature various genres of music from jazz to bluegrass, Cajun, and the blues, performed by some of Cincinnati's best musicians. With me in the studio to preview this year's concert series is Mark Schlachter and Laurie Risch, who is the executive director of the Beringer Crawford Museum. Welcome and thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Lee.
Let's go over the schedule, starting with the May 30th Dave Brubeck tribute with Phil DeGregg.
The 30th, we will be doing an unsquare dance, and there's nothing more unsquare than Dave Brubeck. And Phil DeGregg is the perfect person to play the part of Dave, and he's bringing with him Rick Van Meter, who's just completed a tour of Korea. This is going to be a group to remember for a long time, playing music that we're all comfortable with. Time Out, I believe, is still the number one selling jazz album of all time.
And then on June 6th, you've got Leroy Ellington's Sacred Hearts, who have a new album out called Sanctified.
A lot of us are used to Leroy with E-Funk and another band that he has led. This is a new band. They have a new CD.
And do you know if Charlie Fletcher and Marco Sastry are going to be there too?
Oh, absolutely. You can't have Leroy without Marcus.
And then on June 13th, it's the Mount Auburn Brass. How many pieces?
Well, that's always a little up in the air, but between 16 and 24.
And is it going to be big band music?
No, this will be a sort of traditional, what I would call English brass band concert, symphonic brass.
Mambo Combo, a Latin group coming in on June 20th.
Mike Scharf put this group together about 3 years ago. We tried to have them last year, but health issues took Mike out of the game for the entire summer. And it's going to be a stage show as well as a concert.
And I think they're also performing in the Salsa on the Square series, too, downtown.
Indeed.
June 27th, Ed Cunningham and the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars.
I think everybody knows Ed and, of course, Jeff Roberts. And I guess we will find out if Susan is moving again. Jeff's sister moves frequently. And they have a standard song that they do almost every performance called Susan is Moving Again.
And then the series skips the 4th of July, of course. And then on July 11th, it's Americana Roots with Jake Speed.
And always fun and a great family show. Kids are going to love it. So are the adults.
Ben Levin and the Heaters on July 18th. He's an amazing young blues player.
Beyond amazing. As a 14-year-old, I used to hear him play in clubs. And Aaron, his father, would then say, you know, you have to be at Walnut Hills tomorrow morning. It's 6:30. I think we should pack it up.
And Ricky Nye was his mentor.
And Cheryl Renee.
Bam Pow and the Troublemakers. Great rock and roll, July 25th.
Absolutely. I think most people who have been around the music scene in Cincinnati yet all know Bam. This is basically the Goshorn Band, and Bam's going to bring it all.
August 1st, the Bluebirds with Marco Sastry.
I think the third year in a row. So, yeah, the Bluebirds will take flight on the 1st.
And Marcos is a great guitar player. Also a great producer of albums for folks here in the area.
Then we move on to another one of the perennial favorites, Robin Lacey. He's back again with Joni.
Yeah, Robin Lacey and DeZydeco. I think it's their 30th anniversary this year. They've got that New Orleans thing down. They go down to New Orleans all the time. They're very, very good. And they're really nice. And Joni also writes books. And then August 15th, The Company with Ramona Blaine. I don't know this band at all.
Yeah, it's a big party band. They do a lot of weddings. They also perform frequently at Carlo and Johnny's, I believe it is. Great cover band with material from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Ramona's got a terrific voice, and the backup is just tight and right on.
And now let's talk about some of the nuts and bolts. Rain or shine?
Absolutely. Generally, we're outside, and we can seat hundreds. If it rains, we move inside. We can still take care of 150 or so.
And should folks bring their own chairs?
not necessary unless they want to sit way off to the sides. Then it doesn't hurt.
Can folks bring their own picnic dinners?
We have no problem with that. We prefer that they not bring their own beverages.
Is there food and drink available to buy?
It is, and that's one of the other really neat things. We have an arrangement with the Colonial Cottage of Erlanger. They bring the food, they prepare it, and then they let volunteers from various not-for-profits and service organizations do the serving, and they get the profits from the night. So the museum is contributing to the well-being of Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, you name it.
Tickets available at the door?
Absolutely.
And then these questions are for Laurie. What's the Kids Music Club?
That's a new club for this year that we're really looking forward to embracing more children to come to the events and young families. So sometimes kids kind of wiggle around or don't always want to sit with their parents listening to the music, even though they like to get up and dance. But what we are going to offer is kids club music where they can have all kinds of different activities, fun. They might make instruments. It'll all be geared towards music. They might be doing some movement classes, might be doing some arts, and do all kinds of fun things. So it's all free, and children's admission is free to the concerts, thanks to our generous sponsors. And we will be able to entertain them and let the parents have fun at the concerts.
And I also noticed that there's something about free admission if you ride your bike.
Yes, we're trying to be green. We're in the park, of course, so ride your bike and you get free admissions, and that is thanks to the DeVuGood group. And so they could even go up to the clubhouse, and there's bike rentals there, so if they were out riding the bikes during the day, just come on up to the museum for that night, the concerts, and free admission.
And where's the clubhouse?
That is only about a half mile away from the museum. It's more towards the Park Hills entrance of DeVue Park.
Well, thanks both of you for coming in tonight and hope you have great weather for these.
And thank thank you, Lee.
I've been in conversation with Mark Schlachter and Laurie Risch from the Music at BCM concert series at DeVue Park in Covington. That's the Beringer Crawford Museum. The concerts will be held in the outdoor amphitheater with doors opening at 6, music at 7. For a link to the series, visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Sunday night, hoping that I just might get that tattoo.